I think the most important thing is to spread the information about my plight, about the violation of my rights, and so the most important thing that should come from the information campaign would be the generation of moral and political support. And then, because I will have to fight so many legal battles, and these are expensive, I suppose that people should be encouraged to, despite the threat that they could be considered also as terrorists for, you know, assisting someone called a terrorist, I think people should try to contribute to the legal defense fund. You see, in Sweden, some three Swedish citizens of foreign origin were accused of being terrorists. And so the people stood up for them, the Swedish people stood up for them, and they contributed, each one contributed 10 kroners, and with the declaration of defiance that they are also terrorists, in quotes, in giving the contribution for the subsistence and defense of those three Swedish citizens listed as terrorists. So two of them have been delisted because of the strong popular support. So there are many kinds of support, and it depends on so many types of sources of political support, so many types of people. People from all walks of life could be aroused and mobilized to help in the campaign to defend me, and not so much me, really. I'm just the specific target now. I think there are more people being targeted. As many people have assured me that I can easily be defended, and the United States is making a big mistake by making me appear as a demon, but bishops would take my my side, and fellow professors, the most dignified people in you know, in the upper places of the even bourgeois society, take my side. But there would be people who would not be in a in an advantageous position as I am. I'm right. I don't claim to be in a very advantageous position, but relatively, there are people who could be more easily targeted. And if my fight is not well fought, then the persecution, the employment of imperialist terrorism on other people would become easier. So I would call on my friends and all the people of the world that we should stand together and try to prevent the scourge of imperialist terrorism destroying our freedoms and bringing about fascism faster than the crisis of the world capitalism could generate.